Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so happy to have you with me today. Just glad that you're studying the Word of God. That's my inspiration for this, is knowing that there are people out there who are going through God's Word and learning from Him. And I'm just praying that you're growing in your walk and your trust in the Lord. I know it helps me. And I just want to pass that idea on to you that God wants to be in our lives. He wants to be involved. And He's given us His Word so that we can be. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to know that You are always with us. And at any time, we're able to open Your Word and to learn from You. You promised, Lord, to give us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And You'd also give us Your Spirit so that we'd have the power to live according to that truth. And so we ask that You'd give us those things today that we need to learn more from You, to be in a greater fellowship and relationship with You than we've ever been before. We just want to bless You, Lord, and we thank You again for Your Word today. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Signifying His Death. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 33. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And in chapter 12 and verse 34 of his book, John shared how Jesus said this, signifying what death he should die, where we read, "This he said, signifying what death he should die." The verse reads, "This he said." John began with the words "this," which means the word concerning Jesus being lifted up and drawing all men unto himself. He said, or Jesus uttered, declared, and proclaimed for the following reason. John shared how Jesus proclaimed his words concerning being lifted up for the following reason. The verse goes on to say, signifying what death he should die. John continued with the words signifying what death, which means indicating and giving a sign to what sort or nature of separation of the soul and the body by which life on earth is ended, he should die, or he, Jesus, was to perish and be slain. John shared how Jesus declared his words concerning being lifted up and drawing all men unto himself as a sign to the type of death he would suffer. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus knew what sort of death he would suffer on behalf of the human race. Jesus was to be lifted up on a cross above the earth and die for the sins of all mankind. This single loving act of Jesus would be the drawing point for all people to have a personal relationship with God. Sin separates people from a holy God. And when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for sin, which was death. Now everyone who believes and trusts in Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and gain access to God for all eternity. And those who are wise will examine the lifting up of Jesus on the cross and yield their lives to him. Next time, John shares how the people say, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,